Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not what? Fear. And from terror. For it shall not do what? We still have it. But some of you still remember the terrors. Bin Laden was behind a lot of it. They would go around and kill folks, terrorize folks. We had snipers. You remember that? They took them a while to find them. They had a car special design, just drive by and shoot folks down. For no reason. You know that couldn't be God. But he said, you shall be far from that. It shall not come near your dwelling. So don't be getting upset. I have somebody that's keeping me. Hallelujah. Many, many years ago, only I know in detail more than any of you, on the 8th day of May, I said that close to getting shot. I don't know how close. All I know, it was so that I felt some shrapnel hit my face. And the enemy was doing his best, because he won't be standing here this day. But I'm here. I'm still here. I just won't go away, y'all. I just won't go away. You know why? Because my work is not done. Terror. It shall not come near you. What God have called you to do, in his will you finish and complete. Are you listening to me? Just because you get afflicted, just because you're in a test, just because something come against you, don't mean it will last. Don't mean that's the end of you. The end is where you say and God said. If you don't understand what I'm saying, read the life of Paul. He did everything. Paul said at the end, what? I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. But there was a lot of times he was in peril, a robber's sword. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He was left for dead. He was stoned. Huh? Why didn't they take him out? They couldn't. They can't take you out. Jesus said, no man takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Did he do it? All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. What kind of peace? Great. Because I'm going to make them like me. And they're going to know, because I'm going to teach them, and they're going to know that they are like me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God have given you, God have given me, he have given us an assignment to carry out on this earth. And when it's done, then he said, come on, child. Yes, but until then, we must carry on. We must move on with this gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, it shall not come near you, terror, for it shall not come near thee. He said, behold, which means look, they shall surely gather together. They'll come. They'll gather together. We see it. We can go through the Old Testament. Remember Elisha and his servant? They gathered just two of them now. And the servant went out to draw some water the next morning, so to speak, and to fix Elisha some coffee. And when he got there, he saw all these army had gathered around Israel. And he ran back to Elisha. My master, how shall we do? Otherwise, what in the world are we going to do? Elisha was cool, said, just chill. They that be with us is more than they that be with them. And he looked, he counted those armies all around the best he could, something like 100,000 of them. Then he looked at Elisha himself, he said, one, two. Then he said, Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes so he can see. Woo, all my children shall be taught of the Lord. And he looked and he saw that the mountain was filled with horses and chariots of fire. We got them right here. There's angels in this building. There's an angel around your house. There's an angel with you when you travel. All my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. They're going to come. You're going to have all this stuff come at your health, come at your money, come at your peace, come at your joy, come at your family, come at this, come at... They shall surely gather. They're coming. Oh, yeah, they're coming. But he said, I didn't send them. I didn't send them. Whoa. So I know God didn't send them. That means, oh, now you coming, but you got to stop right there. Right there, that's where you stop. That you stop right there, as far as you come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. Let me read the whole thing. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. I say that's pretty powerful. Because you walk in your righteousness, they'll fall for your sake. Just like it fell for Jesus. And when Satan tried to ascend and go up to the throne of God, he found himself kicked out. Hallelujah. They shall fall for thy sake. He said, look, I've created the smith that blow in the coals in the fire. Otherwise, I created this joker that's blowing the coals in the fire. And that bringeth forth an what? Instrument for his work. See, he has an instrument for his work. And see, he planned, I might with exposing real good. He brought forth this instrument of COVID-19 or the coronavirus for his work to frighten you, to close you down, to shut you down, to neutralize you. Amen. To frighten you and bring you to nothing. But you need to tell him, too late. Too late, buddy. Too late. I've been made the righteousness of God. Ha, ha, ha. Bringing forth an instrument for his work. He brought it forth to close you down.